It's Adventure Time with Orson Annie. Things surely are mighty exciting for Annie these days. What's going to happen to her tonight, do you suppose? Well, until it's time to find out, let me ask you this. What's happening to you these days? Having lots of fun? Believe me, I know some folks that are in for some fun. Those early bird friends of Annie's, who've already sent for their new 1940 model Orphan Annie shake-up mug. You know, all of Annie's friends who drink sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine can get these swell new shake-up mugs free. And boy, are they beauties. Wait till you see them. They're made of genuine beetleware in brand new colors. A beautiful deep green and a bright, flashing scarlet. And every mug has a big colored picture of Orphan Annie and her dog Sandy right on the front. And don't forget, this shaker-upper is a two-in-one gift. When you put the top on, it makes a keen shaker for mixing your ice cold chocolate flavored Ovaltine shake-up. And then, when you take the bright red top off, presto, the shaker turns into a swell big drinking mug, holding a creamy, bubbly shake-up all ready for you to drink. Man alive, what fun you'll have with that new shaker-upper. Playing this shake-up game with your friends and having shake-up parties, making a picnic out of every meal this summer. Think of having a delicious ice-cold shake-up drink anytime you want it, made with fresh cold milk and sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. What a treat on a warm summer day. And, of course, Mother will be glad to have you fix all the shake-ups you want, because she knows how much extra pep and energy food there is in every single Ovaltine shake-up. Loads of extra vitamins and minerals and other things everybody needs to be healthy and husky the way we all want to be. So, here's the thing. Annie wants all her friends to have one of these swell new 1940 model shake-up mugs, and you want to get one, I know. Especially when Annie has fixed it so fellows and girls who drink Ovaltine can get one absolutely free. Even though our regular price is 50 cents. So, listen closely. Here's what to do. Sit right down after tonight's adventure and print your name and address plainly on a piece of paper. Send it in, along with a thin metal foil seal from under the lid of a can of sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. Mail it to Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois, and she'll send you your new 1940 model shake-up mug absolutely free. Now, don't put it off, will you? Ask Mother to get you a can of sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine right now and send in that seal for your free shake-up mug tonight. Mail it to Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Annie, sorry, but she can offer this wonderful free shake-up mug only to her friends who live in the United States. But if you do live in the United States, send in tonight. And now, our adventure with Annie. Singapore Kirby's divers have at last discovered that big bed of pearl oysters in the bottom of the lagoon. But they haven't yet had time to bring up many of the oysters because night has again fallen on the island. Monty McDonald has a plan for destroying Kirby's diving equipment and making it impossible for him to get at the oysters. But to see how this daring plan works out, let's join Annie and Joe, who crept down along the shore of the lagoon to carry out their part of the scheme.
Guess we'd better not try to get any closer, Joe. If one of those pirates happened to catch sight of something moving over here along the shore, he'd most likely come over here to investigate.
Yeah, then the fair'd be in the fire. Yeah, I think we'd better stay right here.
You know what those sellers who have been rowing back and forth from the ship to the shore are doing, don't you?
Well, we've been able to hear their oars creaking, and we can make out the shadowy figures of their boats in the dark. But as for exactly what they're doing...
They're taking the rest of our supplies on board the Black Dragon. If they don't want to go to the trouble of standing guard around those supplies all night tonight...
Well, they seem to be taking their time about it. Doesn't sound as if they're working very hard.
Why should they hurt? It's not a very good job, and they figure they've got hours to do it.
Yeah, and they're all in a good humor, too, since they found the oyster bed. They're going to get out there on the lagoon tomorrow morning and bring up dozens of great big pearls.
It'd be funny if the professor's experiment had failed and there weren't any pearls in those oysters at all.
Well, I'll bet the experiment hasn't failed. Well, just this morning the professor was saying...
Wait a minute, Joe. You better do a little less talking and a little more listening. By now, Marty has had time to slip in among those pirates. And if he has, well, any minute now, he's likely to be getting into one of the rowboats and rowing out toward the Black Dragon.
Yeah, the pirates all the time thinking he's one of their own men.
Oh, golly, wouldn't it be just too terrific if he manages to pull this off? If under their very noses he manages to steal all their diving helmets...
He'll be wonderful, all right. But if one of the pirates happens to recognize him as a stranger...
Well, it's pretty dark tonight, Joe. You can be sure Marty will keep in the shadow.
Well, all we can do is hope.
They're having a good time, all right. I wonder if Marty has managed to get a...
Listen. Listen to that.
Yes.
It's the signal. It's the piece Marty was going to whistle just before he got into the small boat to row out to the ship.
Hear that? The sound of oarlock. Marty's in the boat and pulling away from the shore.
Oh, gosh. I'm getting all trembly.
That's the hardest part of his job. He managed to slip in among those sailors and get to the boat without being recognized.
Yeah. He's had good luck so far, but... Every minute the suspense gets more terrible.
The diving equipment is lying in those small boats that are tied up to the Black Dragon. If he can manage to go around and collect the helmet without raising an alarm...
I see, of course, Kirby is bound to have a lookout posted on board the Black Dragon.
Why are you being so bold about it all, though? Going right out there as big as you please, whistling a tune. It would never occur to the lookout that an enemy could be that daring.
That's what we hope.
So far, none of the fellows here on shore seem to have paid any attention to that boat pulling away. But if they do get suspicious, we've got to be prepared to warn them.
He ought to be out there collecting those helmets by now. There's still no alarm from the ship.
Just a few minutes more.
Hey, who's looking that door away from here?
Marty McDonald heard those whistled signals, and he knows what they mean. He knows that it won't be more than a few minutes until he's discovered. But Marty, while working rapidly, doesn't get excited. His job isn't yet quite finished.
Things are going to start popping in a few minutes now. I could get away by swimming for it, but I've got three of these helmets, if I can only get the fourth. The last helmet ought to be here in this boat. It's pretty dark. Kind of hard to see.
What's the matter with those guys over there? What's all this chatter about?
Singapore Kirby himself. Goldie, here's the other helmet. Now, if I can only...
Whoa, where are you?
There. Got all four helmets in the boat. I gotta get going.
Come on up here, Wong. Some excitement over there along there.
I'll strike out for the deep part of the lagoon. I can drop those helmets in 35 fathoms of water. Kirby will never get them back. Native divers can't get down that far.
Marty rows rapidly toward the northern end of the lagoon. But to get speed, he sacrifices silence. And one of the men on board the Black Dragon notices him, gives the alarm to Singapore Kirby.
Don't stand there talking at him. Shoot that fella.
We shoot him. We shoot him.
Don't shoot him. If that's one of those guys from Warbucks for him, I'll be wanting to ask you a few questions. Throw that power rod. Get after him in the power rod. You can take it easy. Bring him back on board here. Lively now, you swab. Get that boat in the water.
If Singapore Kirby knew that Marty had those diving helmets in the boat, he probably wouldn't tell his men to hold their fire. Kirby's power launch is quickly lowered into the water. But in the meantime, Marty, pulling for dear life on those oars, manages to reach the deep part of the lagoon. Overboard go the helmets, but it's too late to save himself. The power launch is already upon him. And 5 minutes later, he's standing before Singapore Kirby on the deck of the Black Dragon.
Why, it's the aeroplane pilot, the great flyer. What were you trying to pull off, you fool?
Oh, just thought I'd pay you a little visit, Kirby. Just to see that all you fellows down here were contented and happy.
Don't get smart. What were you doing sneaking around here?
Well, to be quite frank with you, I came down to inspect your diving equipment.
Inspect up? Hey, listen. What do you mean?
Well, we were watching your divers late this afternoon. We saw that you discovered the big oyster bed in the upper end of the lagoon.
You're bloody right, we discovered it. And tomorrow morning, we're going to start hauling those oysters out of here.
Yes, I figured that was your plan. But I don't think you'll be getting many oysters tomorrow, Kirby.
Oh, you don't think so, huh?
No.
Why, let me tell you. Say, what have you done? What'd you do to them diving helmets?
Not a thing. I didn't do a thing except take all your helmets and dump them into the deepest part of the lagoon.
You took my... You dumped those helmets? Why, you...
That's all right. Do anything you please to me now, Kirby. You can shoot me or flog me or drown me, and I'll never get you those helmets back.
Send my lady boys down here.
That's no good. The water up there is all from 30 to 35 fathoms deep.
I ought to wring your neck with my bare hands.
You're a lick, Kirby, and you might as well admit it. You'll never get your hands on a single one of those oysters.
Well, get all the men together. Get everybody back on the ship. Don't ask me any questions. Just keep your mouth shut and do what I tell you.
Gonna break the sad news to all of them at once, huh?
I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna send my men up there to the upper end of the island where your friends are.
They're expecting an attack, Kirby.
Expecting it or not, I'm gonna wipe them out.
Well, I'm sure they'll be interested to learn about that. In fact, I think I'll...
Catch him! Grab him! He's gone overboard! Get in there after him! If he gets away, I'll have you all drowned in quarters! Go on out of boat there! Wipe that his eyes!
Like a flash, Marty streaked for the rail and dived into the water before the surprised pirates could stop him. But does he have a ghost of a chance of getting away from them? Is there even a possibility that he'll be able to get back to his friends and tell them that Kirby is at last preparing to attack them? But say, let me ask you something. Are you one of those thousands of Annie's friends who've already sent for their free 1940 model shake-up mugs? Well, if you're not, believe me, you better get a letter in the mail tonight, sure. Because I know you don't want to miss out on Annie's wonderful free offer. Chances like this don't come every day. And so, to get your free mug, here's all you do. Just print your name and address plainly on a piece of paper and send it in together with a thin metal foil seal from under the lid of a can of sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. Mail it to Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. That's all. Don't spend a single penny. Annie will mail you one of her own brand-new 1940 model 2-in-1 shake-up mugs free just as soon as you get your letter. Remember that address, Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois, and send in tonight. Well, there are plenty of thrills in store for tomorrow, so make doubly sure not to miss Annie's adventure. Will Molly be captured again? And what will happen to Annie and the others when Singapore Kirby launches his attack? Well, until tomorrow, this is Pierre André saying goodbye. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.